If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Jeff from Sumner is. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
We're here. Are you with a buddy, coworkers?
I got a buddy today.
Ooh, what's your buddy's name?
We got Nick here.
Nick and Jeff. All right, well, Jeff, if you end up winning, I just want to let you know, I'm going to send you a super cute holiday card from all of us.
That's awesome. Can't wait.
Yay!
He's going down.
Let's Uh-oh. Do it.
All right,
we're doing this because we know Danny loves Christmas cards, those
yes.
personalized ones. So also, if anybody has an extra personalized Christmas card, please send them to the radio station, 800 Fifth Avenue, Suite 1400, KSW, Seattle, 98104, attention Danny V.
Yes.
He will not put it in the garbage, I swear.
Nothing says Danny loves Christmas more than personalized Christmas cards.
Yes.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Brenda Lee was the original singer of Rockin' Around the Christmas What?
Tree.
Correct. Which fruit is associated with Isaac Newton and gravity?
Which what?
Fruit.
Pass.
Jordan Love is the quarterback for what NFL team?
The Packers.
Correct. Who directed and starred in the 90s movie Braveheart?
Mel Gibson.
Yes. Often outside of banks and stores, what does the A stand for in ATM?
Automatic?
No.
Automated?
Yes. What president is on the $5 bill?
Lincoln.
Correct. What is the study of living things called?
Autonomy?
No.
Fast.
Yes. What country in Asia has the most active volcanoes?
Pass.
How many movies have Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore been in together?
3, 4, 5.
3, yes. Soundgarden released Super Unknown in what 90s year?
92, 93, 94.
94, yes. Jess.
And Nick.
And Nick, you guys played that game very well, and you got 8. Correct.
Ooh. 8 is great.
Ooh.
Ooh, feeling pretty
unfortunately,
good.
Unfortunately, I think Steve's got those ones.
The ones that you didn't get?
I think he's got. We'll see.
I don't think he's got one of them.
Be confident, Jeff.
We're confident.
Steve?
Yes.
I don't want to say you should feel a little pressure, but you might want to feel a little pressure because they did pretty well.
Oh, is that so? Well, mm-hmm. I need to check in. You know, when it comes to pressure, I should check in with my friend Ernest Jones from the Seahawks and see what he thinks. And we'll figure that out.
We know what type of team we are. We know what the goal is and what we're trying to accomplish. us saying it's playoff ball is just putting emphasis on what we said earlier in the year that we wanted to get done. That's, you know, win the division, go into the playoffs, get a home playoff game, one or two, whatever the case may be. Yep. And, you know, you see what happens in the playoff. But there's no pressure. We just got to go out and play better and execute better.
There you go. No pressure.
I don't think you should be taking advice from a Seahawks player this morning.
That's right. They did lose yesterday.
They sure did.
Is there any Packers available for me?
You do what you want to do.
Let's go.
All right. Well, are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, yeah!
Brenda Lee was the original singer of Rockin' Around the Christmas What?
Tree.
Yes. Which fruit is associated with Isaac Newton and gravity?
Apple.
Correct. Jordan Love is the quarterback for what NFL team?
I hate them right now. Green Bay Packers.
Yes. Who directed and starred in the 90s movie Braveheart?
Mel Gibson.
Wow, yes. Often outside of banks and stores, what does the A stand for in ATM?
Wow.
I didn't say anything. You guys are perverted. Automated.
Wow, correct.
Mind out of the gutter, Taryn.
What president is on the $5 bill?
Lincoln?
Yes. What is the study of living things called?
What?
The study of living things called?
Botany?
No.
Biology?
Wow, yes. What country in Asia has the most active volcanoes?
I'm going to say China.
No.
Japan?
No.
India?
No. How many movies have Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore been in together?
Three.
Wow, correct. Soundgarden released Super Unknown in what 90s year?
1992?
No. 1991? No.
1993?
Ooh, no.
Four?
1994.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad. Yeah, never mind.
Steve,
bad motor finger.
You got 8 correct, which is a tie. 8-8.
All right.
Oh, so close.
Oh.
Next time, boys.
If only he had just guessed Apple. For Isaac Newton and gravity.
Oh, he didn't get that one?
No.
Oh, that's going to bother him for the rest of the day.
Or the rest of his life.
I don't think he understood the question because he was very like, what?
Yeah, he was.
Did he guess anything?
No.
He passed. Oh. The only one you both got wrong, what country in Asia has the most active volcanoes?
Damn.
Indonesia.
No. Okay.
Yeah, I would have never known that.
There's not a chance in hell. I would have run out of countries that I think are in Asia before I even got to Indonesia.
Same here. But congrats on tying.
That's awesome.
Hey, big thank you to everyone who has already donated to Coats for Kids. I know it's coming up on the big holidays, so if you've got a couple extra bucks in your wallet, now would be a great time to donate and help us hit that goal of $50,000.
Big shout out to Aaron Thress, who donated $269. Joining the 69 Club in epic fashion. That is pretty awesome. Also joining the 69 Club, Brandon Freeland, he made a donation over the weekend as well. So did Colin and Marcella. They donated $100. Any amount helps. $5 to $500.
And we're like less than $7,000 from hitting our goal. So let's do it, Rockaholics, before the end of the year. Head to KISW.com to make a donation. Or you can also text KISWGIVE to 44321 to make a donation. We have this cool new feature on our Odyssey app that we want you to know about, Rockaholics. You can leave us a voice message. And we have a rockaholic that has an issue with cell phones and another that met their hero.
I do love the irony of them complaining about cell phones while using a cell phone to leave that message.
Exactly. So we're going to slide into our VMs after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, we have this new feature on the Odyssey app, another option for how the Rockaholics can get in touch with us.
Yeah, we have social media, we have text lines, we have phone calls, but now we have a new feature.
We have voice messages, and we have been getting some awesome voice messages on there. Some are rather interesting, so let's go ahead and slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby! It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
And we would love for you to leave us a voice message if you want to say hi, if you'd like to comment on something from the show, or just vent about anything going on in your life. Keep it under a minute, but definitely leave us a voice message, Rockaholics.
Are you ready for the first voice message?
Let's hear it.
Good morning, this is Paula. I got to meet the one and only Jerry Rice.
Seahawks legend.
Yes.
He played half a minute.
One of America's best football players ever. It was a dream coming true. Next, I would love to meet Joe Montana.
I have a feeling this person might like a certain team.
Sounds like it.
Rock on and Go Niners.
Okay.
Ah, there it is. There it is.
Do you have you ever met somebody like, so that's like a hero to her. Do you have a certain hero that you've met that instantly pops into your mind?
I mean, when I met Geddy Lee from Rush for the first time, I was like, if you look at the photo, I look completely out of my mind. And I walked away just bursting into tears. I could not hold it together.
Really?
Yeah, I was very emotional after that. I mean, I was shaking. I was sweating. It was chaotic.
Is there somebody else that you haven't met yet that you think if I met them, I would also be a mess?
Oh, I mean, that was probably the biggest one for me. I guess I'd probably freak out a little bit if I met Les Claypool.
You know, it's
me and my bassists, you know.
And the quirky bassists.
They're my favorite.
What about you, Danny?
Billy Joe Armstrong, of course. When I met him randomly in California at a fish place that he was ordering lunch at. And then afterwards, I was just like elated. Like I could not hold it together.
That's when you meet somebody that you're not expecting to meet, yeah. I think it hits a whole different way. Because thankfully with this job, we've gotten to meet a lot of people that I've been like fans of for my entire life from the world of wrestling and sports and things along those lines. But the one that hit me hard, I remember I was at a bar called Bandits. I don't even know if it's still around in Lower Queen Anne. And I'm sitting there, and the table across from me was the drummer of Mother Love Bone, Greg. And I'm such a massive Mother Love Bone fan. And the guy seemed so approachable, so nice. I couldn't get it together to say hi to him. All I could do was text Thrill. Because Thrill is a fellow Mother Love Bone fan. I'm like, Thrill, I don't know if you've got anything going on right now, but meet me at Bandits. The drummer from Mother Love Bone's here. He's like, what? And it was like both of us then spent the rest of the time talking about how nervous we would be to talk to the guy. And I'm like, he's right there. I could have said hi to him.
Do you need like one more cocktail to make it?
Maybe four. Maybe four. Sarah, what about you?
Ooh, the most recent one, which in Vegas, you guys, I don't know, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I went to one of the housewives just opened up a new restaurant. And I just went there to grab a cocktail. And all of a sudden, her and her husband are sitting right at the same bar. And I was unwell.
But did George even know who they were?
Oh, yes. George, low-key, kind of likes that show, too.
Low-key kind of likes that show.
I mean, he deals with it. He doesn't go into his other room. He just plays on his phone when I watch it. But I, the entire time, I knew I would regret not saying hi. So I did it. I went up. I said hi. I told them.
Were they cool?
They were so cool. But when I become really nervous like that, I don't shut up. So I just like word vomit everything.
Nervous 24/7 then.
Yeah. I'm like, I love you guys so much. Oh my God, you guys are my favorite. And they're like, thank you.
I was going to say, we're talking to the girl who still hasn't washed her hand from the concert she went to when
she puts on a rubber glove every time she takes a shower.
Yeah. I do, you guys. I do.
Still smell him.
Let's take out another voice message, which you can leave on the Odyssey app.
God damn it, guys. You know, I love listening to your station. And I've been doing it for, God, over 50 years. But I love Rush, but can we hear something other than Tom Sawyer, please?
As he plays it for us.
Oh my God.
I mean, I support that.
How did you mask your voice, Terry? Right. Was that you?
You just want to hear more Rush.
I hear some deep cuts, man.
For some reason, you sound like Joe. You know what was cool, though, at Live Night? We had our buddy Micah the Beast. He plays the ukulele, Me, My Uke, and I. You can find him all around town. He performs in different places. And we always ask him, hey, take a KSW song and try and turn it into a ukulele song. And he did that with one certain song that I knew would bring a smile to your face, and it took me forever to figure out what it was. And we do this one for our last voice message, Joe. It's for you.
Noah's mind is not for rent to any god or government. Always hopeful yet discontent. No changes are permanent, but changes and what you say about his company is what you say about society. Catch the witness, catch the wit, catch the spirit, catch the spit. Go Taryn.
It took me till the very end. Do you know it? Do you need a hint?
You need the hint.
I'll take a hint.
It's Taryn Daly's favorite band. Yeah. And it rhymes with hush.
I'm sorry, I'm a firearms instructor. You're going to have to repeat that.
It rhymes with hush.
Are they Canadian? Is it Rush?
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Now, the song rhymes with Schmom Schmoyer.
Huck Finn?
We're getting there.
Tom Sawyer?
Yay! That was awesome.
Finally, we got there. That was a lot of fun. Shout out, Micah.
I don't know why you would think that anyone cheats at live night, Steve.
No, I mean, I hear the peanut gallery in the background all yelling, Rush!
Well, last night was a bit of a bummer if you were tuned into Sunday Night Football because the Seahawks lost. So we're going to recap the game with the host of the very popular Seattle sports podcast, Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy will join us at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, he is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, and you can listen to that podcast wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy joins us this morning to talk about the very disappointing Seahawks loss last night, 30-13 against the Green Bay Packers, and I blame the action green.
Okay.
Oh, God. How bad is that?
The lack of action green.
Am I wrong? Are there people out there in your audience? Can you do a... like a tech survey or so, are there really people out there that think this is a good idea? Because I haven't come across anybody who likes those uniforms. Do you like those uniforms, Mixie?
I mean, they're okay to me. I would much rather see them, though, in the vintage and the throwback jerseys. I feel like once you introduce those into our world, like if you're going to go with anything that's not your usual jerseys, go with that.
They got to retire whatever that was they were wearing last night. Just retire and retire the way they played. Oh,
Mitch,
notice I didn't even ring the bell. Notice I haven't promoted our show isn't even out yet. This is like the first time I've ever done your show where the Monday show hasn't even been released. We're still working on getting the final edits done for a, like a midday or a 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. release. Just every once in a while we in life need somebody to remind us that we're not very special. Do you know that? You know that person in your life? I don't know if
it's
you. Guys
you.
Have
it's,
that
it's you for me there. Yeah.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
Good. Good. Yes. I'm glad that I can play that role for you.
Yeah. You do a very good job of it.
We I don't know if Taryn's probably surrounded by people who just kiss her rear end and tell her.
Everybody but my 5-year-old.
Okay. Well, so everybody needs somebody in their life. Just every once in a while to remind them, you are not special at all. And for the Seattle Seahawks, after winning 4 in a row, coming home, national TV, you got the home feel. Oh, you're feeling good about yourself. Maybe this team really is a playoff team. Maybe this team is a certified NFC championship contender. Maybe they needed the Green Bay Packers to come in. And by the way, the Packers didn't even wait 15 minutes to display to the Seahawks just how ordinary they are. In those first two drives, Migsy, they just took the opening kickoff and lined up and said, you guys are not very good, and we're going to show you how not very good you are. It was terrible, wasn't it?
And it was like a throwback to like earlier Seahawks with like these dumb penalties and just like the defense couldn't stop anything. I mean, they figured it out in the second half at least, but man... That was hard watching that running game happen against the Packers.
They just did anything. I don't even think the guy, I was doing the math, the guy only threw one incomplete pass. He was into the third quarter. I think he'd only thrown one incomplete. I think he was 15 for his first 16, which is interesting because everybody says in the NFL that the best division by far this year is that NFC North with Detroit and Green Bay and the team that the Seahawks are playing this week, Minnesota, they're all going to be in the playoffs and they are better than everybody else. And it reminded me that when the Seahawks played Detroit earlier in the year, either Jared Goff had zero incompletion. I think he might have had I think he may have gone 16 for 16 or 18 for 18. So there was a point last night where NFC North quarterbacks had thrown one incompletion the entire year against us. I mean, it was painful. It was so painful that when I got on with you guys this morning, I was counting the minutes until the song. Oh. Where is the song, Taryn? Where is the song to interrupt us?
Mitch needs to pick me up.
Yeah.
Well, Rockaholics, you can give Mitch a follow on X. His handle is @Mitch_Seattle. He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you'll be able to hear the new episode soon.
Today.
Yep, there's not many highlights to include, but they're going to compile those. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcast or at MitchUnfiltered.com. We will have more with Mitch Levy after Papa Roach.
The Daily Mix Show.
This morning, we have been chatting with the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can listen to wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy, the Hawks really, really stunk it up last night versus Green Bay, and it was at home, which just hurts even worse.
Is that what we've been doing, talking about the Seattle Seahawks, have we?
And it sounded a little bit like a Green Bay game, though, at times, where, like, where the crowd was just popping for them. I always forget that their fans do travel as well.
Well, how about the fact that the Seattle, I mean, this is the sad reality for all of us in Seattle who prided ourselves on being the 12s and having the loudest home field, and people come in here and struggle. It's those days are gone, at least for now, and I don't know how you get them back because, yeah, it was almost a Packers crowd last night, and the Seahawks are now 3-5. Imagine that. They're two games over 500. They're 8-6 on the year, and yet they're 3-5 at home, which is completely flopped as to what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be really good at home and suspect on the road. Man, it's not right now a very friendly home field advantage for the 12s and the Seahawks.
Have you heard anything about Geno Smith since we all went to bed last night? Like, what's going on with
his
knee?
I don't know what time you go to bed last night, but I was up late working on the show, which will be out later this morning. What I'm hearing is that the knee is fine in terms of ligament damage, structural damage. That's what I heard last night. And I don't know what kind of tests they do in the stadium and what kind of they're going to do some sort of testing today, I'm sure this morning. But the guy is very similar to Russell Wilson in this respect. It's really hard to get him out of the lineup. And I really expected when he came out that, first of all, that he came out half because he was pissed over the hit. He thought the hit was illegal and he wanted a flag and he was hurting a little bit. But I tell you, you say what you want about Russell Wilson, except for the broken finger, if you remember the broken finger back in the day. But these two guys, they do not want to miss a down. Russell Wilson would not agree to letting Geno come in and down the ball, go on one knee at the end of a game. He wanted every freaking snap. And Geno's the same way. And so when Geno didn't come back after, I really assumed that he would miss maybe one play. In fact, I thought he was going to miss one play, that he's going to come out, Sam Howell's going to come in there for one play, and then Geno would come running on the field. The fact that he didn't miss just one play and it didn't come in the next series or the rest of the game tells me he was really, really hurting. And then we were all really hurting when we saw the level of play of the backup quarterback, which I can't even imagine. The guy played 17 games. He threw more passes in the NFL last year than any other quarterback in the NFL. He didn't look like that last night to me, did he? To you? What did I see? What was that?
There were some throws where I'm like, I don't know who's the target? Like, who's the target? Like, what is happening here? It was insane. I think he just did that to shut up all the people who are like, put him in instead of Gina.
Yeah. So, going back to the original, I would be very surprised if there is no structural damage, if they find nothing today in the tests. I don't know how much he'll practice. Maybe he won't practice at all. I'll bet a lot of money that Geno will be playing on Sunday against the Vikings. Just knowing the nature of Geno and his makeup, he will not want to be, because it's almost like, you know, I've spent 9 years on the sidelines holding clipboards. Yep. Now that I'm a starter, I am not going to miss any action. So I think he's going to be out there. The only chance that they have against a really good Vikings team that we're going to see play tonight is for Geno to be out there. And then we wait and see whether the Seahawks can regroup and get back together and figure out a way to. It's funny. I went into the week, the whole week I spent after their fourth win in a row in Arizona last week, I spent trying to figure out, okay, can they wrap up the NFC West before the Rams game at the end of the year so that the Rams game doesn't mean anything? Can they get back into the wild card? I was trying to figure out all kinds of scenarios where they wrap things up before the final game. And now I'm trying to figure out how they get to the final game and have it matter so that they're not eliminated from the playoffs. That's because everything went wrong for them this week. We needed the 49ers to beat the Rams on Thursday night. The Rams beat the 49ers. We needed the Washington Commanders to lose to the Saints. It went down to the last play. The Commanders won the game. Then we needed the Seahawks to beat the Packers last night, the Seahawks got destroyed on Sunday Night Football. So just about everything that could go wrong in terms of playoff positioning went wrong for the Seahawks.
Now, win the next three and we're in, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. You hope, yeah. So here's my hope. So best case scenario for you. Here's the best case scenario for Seahawks fans. The Seahawks beat the Vikings somehow, some way this weekend at Lumen. I would not give them much. Give them a small chance, obviously. But the way they played last night, they will not win. But beat the Vikings on Sunday at Lumen Field. And then go to Chicago and beat the Bears the following week. All right? So you're 10-6 with one game to play against the Rams. In that scenario, guys, if the Rams somehow lose to the Jets on the road in New York, and the Seahawks almost lost to the Jets, and the Jets won yesterday, they're still very capable. The Jets could pull off an upset against the Rams early in the morning on Sunday, West Coast time. The Jets beat the Rams, and then the Rams come back in the second-to-last game, and they play the Cardinals. And I'll remind your listeners that the Cardinals beat the Rams the first time around, 41-10. Okay? So if the Rams lose the next two and the Seahawks win the next two, the Seahawks would be 10-6 and the Rams would be 8-8 going into the final game of the season in Los Angeles, and the Seahawks would clinch the NFC West. It wouldn't matter. They wouldn't even have to win that game. Nothing would have to happen. They'd already be the NFC West champs. So that's the best case scenario. The flip side to that, which may be more reasonable, is if the Rams win the next two. They beat the Jets, they get revenge on the Cardinals, and they're 10-6 going into that game. And let's say the Seahawks go 1-1. If the Seahawks go 1-1 and the loss is to the Vikings and the win is against the Bears, which is the most reasonable scenario because the Bears suck and the Vikings are really good.
Fair.
If that's the 1-1, then the Rams would clinch the NFC West before the game against the Seahawks. The Seahawks would be out of the NFC West picture before the game is played in weekend number 18 against the Rams. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Did I lose you?
No, that's great that you unpacked it all for us.
Well, I don't know that anybody understood that. I'm not even sure that I understood
it's that. It's a wild year.
If they do go 1-1, I guess what I'm saying is if they do go 1-1, the Seahawks over the next two, what they want to do is beat the Vikings and lose to the Bears. That's a better 1-1 because one of the tiebreakers is strength of victory. The winning percentage of all the teams you've beaten this year. And if they beat the Vikings and lose to the Bears, it's possible that their strength of victory will actually get to be high enough where the game against the Rams would be for all the marbles in the NFC West. They could actually win the West with a win against the Rams. The bad combination is losing to the Vikings, beating the bad Bears, and the Rams winning the next two. That would be a colossal disappointment. That would be the end of the season, probably, for the Seahawks.
Well, Mitch, I just got to say thank you so much for being part of this show all season long.
Can you repeat what I just said, Taryn? Can you please repeat?
I don't know that I can.
Just keep winning, Seahawks. Just keep winning, and then we don't have to worry about this.
Thank you for being part of our show this year. It's just been so awesome talking Hawks with you every single week, and we hope you have a wonderful holiday, and go Hawks.
And who do the Cougs play in the Holiday Bowl? You're lucky I even spoke to you.
Syracuse! So wild! Straight. We'll see you in the Holiday Bowl.
Baby. We're coming for you, Taryn. We're coming for you.
Right on, Mitch. You can give him a follow on X. His handle is @Mitch_Seattle. Now, if you'd like a shot at beating Steve Miggs, now would be a great time to give us a call and try to take him down. He's got a record of 346 wins, 112 losses, and 60 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 750.
The Daily Miggs Show.